Hello and welcome to Two Peas in a Pod, the podcast that nobody asked for, but we're doing it anyway. I'm Alex.
And I'm Madison. And in this podcast, we talk about trending topics and give you answers to the questions that you're too scared to ask.
So hello and welcome back to another episode of Two Peas in a Pod. And this week, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about some popular conspiracy theories. We're going to discuss whether or not we buy into some of the popular conspiracy theories that you might have seen on Reddit or Twitter or just around the internet and whatnot, some things that are kind of being talked about in popular media. And then we're also going to be talking about whether or not we have some of our own beliefs of things that we've seen, such as, you know, sketchy businesses or, you know, other stuff that's kind of freaky that's been going on around Toronto and around the world.
And then after that, we're going to be discussing horoscopes and all things astrology for you astrology lovers. So just our personality traits, our compatibility, any weird stories we have, how accurate our horoscopes are this week, all that kind of stuff.
And we're also just going to talk about whether or not we actually believe in astrology, if we think that it's kind of, you know, a bunch of bullshit, or whether or not, you know, sometimes things kind of add up and it's kind of accurate, or if we've just read a really bad horoscope that makes no sense. So growing up, I think it's pretty safe to say that I think everyone's parents have told them some sort of old wives' tale or some sort of saying or belief that we all kind of bought into, even though it was kind of, you know, probably bullshit or probably not true, but our parents just kind of told us these things to make sure we ate our vegetables or to make sure we behaved properly. Were there any things that your parents kind of told you growing up that you kind of believed in that now you're looking back on it and you're like, Mom, that might have been bullshit?
Yeah, so one of the best ones that I have is probably my parents would always tell me that if I were to lie, like, my nose would grow like Pinocchio's. But what they didn't realize about that is that growing up, I had a lot of anxiety. So it actually got to the point where no matter what they would ask me, instead of answering yes or no out of fear that my nose was growing, I would say maybe. So they'd be like, oh, did you eat dinner? And if I clearly did, I'd still be like, maybe. Because maybe I didn't eat dinner to the extent that they were talking about, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like an over-exaggerated type of lie. And I remember standing up, like, 20 times a day, looking in the mirror above the futon where I used to, like, watch TV, and I would check if my nose was growing, and I was convinced that my nose was growing. And it was just, I like, to this day, I get mad at them for it, because they did another similar one where they were kind of like, oh, like, you want to plant an apple tree? And I was like, yeah, sure. So they got me to eat an apple, and they gave me one seed from the apple that I ate, and they told me to bring it to the front lawn and put it in a hole and plant a tree. And they said, if you watch that tree every day for years, that tree will grow. Well, I didn't know that you needed more than one apple seed to plant a tree, so every day after softball, I would come home, and I would sit on the front lawn, and I would peer into the hole, and I would convince myself that those, like, blades of grass that were sticking out of the hole was going to be the tree. And then I became like 12 and I was like, hey, Grandma, because I used to live with my grandparents. I was like, hey, Grandma, whatever happened to that tree? She's like, sweet pea, that tree, that wasn't a thing. It was just something they did so that it would pass time.
And so that you wouldn't annoy them and you'd be busy staring at the dirt all day?
I mean, it's ridiculous. So what about you?
I think mine were like, more like dietary things too, kind of, but it would be like when I was eating dinner, like, even to this day, like, I'll admit I'm not that big of like a vegetable eater. Like, I don't just sit and like snack on vegetables for fun.
I don't think I've ever seen you eat a salad. If I'm
I'd rather just like drink like a vegetable smoothie to get my daily like intake of vegetables. I'm not a big fan of them unless they're like in a dish or whatever. But anyway, my parents used to always have vegetables out on the dinner table, just like if we'd have like, you know, like a chicken dinner, or like whatever, they pasta, whatever, there'd always be like just like a vegetable tray on the table for dinner. And I remember that my dad and my mom would always tell me, oh, if you eat carrots, they're going to be really good for your eyesight and help you see better, which I've been wearing glasses since I was 5 years old. Like, I remember I was sitting in my first grade class and I was like making like glasses with my eyes and like, cause I couldn't see the board. And so the teacher phoned home and they were like, yeah, I think Alex needs glasses.
Phone home.
Literally. Cause I couldn't see the projector or whatever. So I've always had really bad eyesight. And like now to this day, my eyesight's so bad that I'm actually legally blind without my glasses. Like, that's how bad it is. But here I was.
Yeah, you have to get this close.
Yeah, I do.
No one can see what I'm talking about.
If I'm in bed without my contacts or glasses in, like, it needs to be up to my nose or I cannot read it. But I remember, like, I'd just sit there and I'd be eating the carrots and I'd be like, oh, they're going to help my eyesight. Meanwhile, my eyesight's been deteriorating my entire life to the point where now I can't see at all. So that was clearly a lie. Then the other one was that, like, I think everyone's parents are, like, at least every person kind of has this thing where it's, like, if you're sick and you have the flu or, like, a cold, then, like, you eat chicken soup and you drink ginger ale, which makes no sense to me because I guess, like, ginger's good for your stomach because, like,
carbonated, though.
But I'll drink ginger tea and that helps my stomach, like lemon and ginger tea, that helps my stomach when I'm feeling sick. But, like, the sugar and the carbonation in ginger ale makes me want to vomit when I'm already sick. So my mom would always be like, oh, you're feeling sick. Even now, I'm almost 24 and she's like, oh, have a ginger ale. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, ginger ale, first of all, I hate it. I think it's disgusting. I hate the taste of it. I don't like the taste of ginger in general.
It tastes like an old person home smells.
It does. And, like, I don't know how people, like, willingly order it for dinner. Like, sometimes I'll be at dinner, my dad will be like, oh, can I have ginger ale? And I'm like, ew. That's disgusting. But no, like, I think every time that I ever drank ginger ale when I was sick, it made me feel worse because the carbonation just hurt my stomach more. And then the added sugar in it just made me, like, feel nauseous. So, like, I don't know why. I don't know why everyone thinks that, like, I guess the ginger in it is healing or it's good for you. But I mean, there's, like, barely any ginger in it anyway. It's mostly sugar and carbonation. So it's like drinking a can of Coke. I don't really understand the point of it. But yeah, those are the two biggest ones I can think of growing up. It was mostly, like, dietary things to make sure that I ate my vegetables and that they didn't need to go and get me medicine instead of just saying, hey, drink a ginger ale. And it was, like, an old, like, 90s medical remedy for being sick when they didn't actually want to go to the drugstore.
Well, on that note, I think there are also other things that I wouldn't necessarily call these ones wives' tales. I mean, I guess this one kind of be considered the Mandela effect, but it's happened to us a lot through our childhood, especially with, like, childhood shows and things that we used to do and things that we used to watch. So, like, I guess for those of you who don't know, the Mandela effect is pretty much, I wouldn't really know how to define it. It's kind of like you thinking that something was a certain way, but it's not. And the whole theory is that, like, you either went back or forward in time, and now it's, like, there's a different way of either saying said thing or, like, the title is spelt different or something like that. So, like, a few examples I have are Snow White. Snow White would be the biggest one for me because if you all remember correctly in the Disney movie, we've all grown up hearing that she said,
mirror, mirror on the wall.
But
that's false.
She actually says magic mirror on the wall.
Which it's funny because I think that, like, especially because that's kind of like the most iconic, I'd say one of the most iconic movie quotes of all time. Like, everyone's childhood, everyone knows the saying, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? But that's not even the line in the movie. And I remember I went back and, I don't know why, but a few years ago, I went back and watched Snow White, and I was like, wait, she doesn't even fucking say that.
Like, where did that come
yeah,
from?
Yeah, so it's just so weird to think of, like, how I did, were we all just, like, illiterate children who, like, misheard it and, like, started saying it randomly? Like, I don't know how that began.
It, like, dropped out of oblivion.
Yeah, or even, like, when I was in kindergarten, my favorite book series was the Berenstain Bears. I was obsessed with those books. I loved them. I loved the cartoon when I was a kid. Like, Brother Bear and Sister Bear. Yeah. Yes, I was obsessed with it. Like, I'd spend, like, I was a nerd from day one. I'd spend my recesses in the library reading the fucking Berenstain Bears because I had no life.
Me.
And then I remember I was in, like, grade 9 or something, and that's when people started, like, really talking about the Mandela Effect. And they were talking about the Berenstain Bears spelling. And I was like, no, it's S-T-E-I-N. And it's not. It's stain, like S-T-A-I-N.
Like there's a stain,
like, there's
in your
a stain.
Shirt.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a second. Because Berenstain, you'd think it'd be Steen, S-T-E-I-N. But it's not. So, like, that kind of threw me through a loop. Because I spent, like, most of my childhood reading those books and watching the cartoon when it was out. And then just looking back on it and being like, hey, like, I know I wasn't that illiterate when I was, like, 6 years old. I was pretty good at reading. But apparently I just misremembered it, or, like, there was something wacky going on with that too. So that kind of freaked me out.
That's the same with, like, Febreze, like the spray that you spray in your bathroom and stuff.
Oh, of course.
I knew it as Febreze, like F-E and then breeze. Like, there's a breeze outside, but it's B-R-E-Z-E, like one E. Like, it's like, it's... Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like, Febreze. Like, even, like, Looney Tunes. Like, I always thought it was Looney Tunes, like, T-O-O-N, like, cartoon. But it's Tunes, like, T-U-N-E-S, Tunes, like, music.
But they don't even
sing. No, I thought it was, like, Tunes, because it's a cartoon. Like, yeah. Looney cartoons. That makes sense. But it's Tunes, like, Looney music. Like, it makes no sense.
I don't even think I believe any of these to this day. Like, catch me after this, like, Googling all these, seeing if, like... The Mandela Effect got reversed again.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Way.
I think that, like, somehow we're, like, in an alternate dimension or something, and, like, things just got switched around for shits and giggles, and now we're looking back and all of our memories are skewed from childhood. But, like, I don't know. A lot of them I'll look back and I'll be like, wait, I totally remember this being one way. And then I'll watch, like, an old cartoon or, like, an old show that I used to watch or something as a kid, and I'll go back and I'll be like, wait, like, this never even happened. So where did this come from? Where did my mind make this up?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, even, like, conspiracy theories to date are a very big thing, and they play a big part in the world we live in now. And, like, some might not be as popular still, but there definitely are a few. Alex, do you want to give me, like, your top conspiracy theory maybe we can talk about?
Okay, we were just talking about this one a few minutes ago before we started recording, but, like, this one I will, like, take to my grave. I will fight that it's true, and it is the fact that Khloe Kardashian is the daughter of OJ Simpson. I will die behind this fact. I think it's true.
Like, gun to your head.
So pause this right now, y'all who are listening, and go and Google Khloe Kardashian, OJ Simpson, and look at them side by side and tell me they're not related. Because first of all, Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian are like 5'3". They're super short. And then Khloe Kardashian is randomly like 6'1". She's a giant. She's the biggest of all the sisters. And Khloe looks nothing like the other three. And like, I'm not a Kardashian fan or anything like that. But like, when I saw this on, I think I saw it on Twitter or Reddit or something like that. And I was looking it up and I was just going down the rabbit hole. And I was like, bro, like, it makes sense. Robert Kardashian was OJ's lawyer. So Kris Kardashian, Kris Jenner would have known him. The timeline lines up. They look identical. OJ said he'd take a paternity test, but he hasn't done it. So I stand behind this. And I look at that meme of, like, the guy with all the fucking, like, the cords, and he's like this.
Yeah.
That's me right now. But I think it's true. I 100% think that Robert Kardashian Sr. is not her father because she looks nothing like her sisters. Like, even Kendall and Kylie look more like the other two. And
yeah,
they don't have the same
their
dad.
Their features are more like Romanian.
Yeah, like, they look like more, they're Armenian, so they look like more like kind of Middle Eastern European. But then Khloe Kardashian looks nothing like them. Like, she looks like she's half black. So I stand behind it. I think that they're related.
But what about the lawyer part?
What about it?
You didn't get into that. You have to
tell. I just said Robert Kardashian Sr. was OJ Simpson's lawyer during the trial. So that they would have known the family.
Yeah.
And like, OJ Simpson's also, he's obviously an NFL player, so he was already a celebrity. So, and I mean, like,
I have a lot of friends who are half black, and like, they're built with black features.
Yeah, she
like,
has black
fully
features.
Fully white, but they have.
I mean,
black
now
features.
She's had so much plastic surgery that she doesn't even look like herself anymore. But I mean, if you can afford it, then go for it.
Oh my god!
But like, before all of her plastic surgery and whatnot, like, she's so tall, and like, literally all the other sisters are like no taller than 5'5", and Khloe's almost 6 feet tall. So it's like, how do you randomly pop out a baby that's 6 feet tall and claim that they all have the same? Well. Three of them had the same dad. It just doesn't make sense to me.
No,
and if you look at their facial features, like, if you just see Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney in a picture together, Kim and Kourtney look pretty much identical. But then if you look at Khloe, she looks nothing like the other sisters. She looks like Kris Jenner. Like, she looks like her mom, but she does not look like Robert Kardashian Sr. So I fully stand behind that one.
I agree with you on that one.
But what about you? Are there any that you're, like, diehard you believe in, or even ones that you think are, like, ridiculous?
I have a big thing with the mattress store one. I think that, so...
Explain it for us.
Okay. A lot of people know that you don't really buy a mattress too often. You know, it's like every like 5 years, maybe if you're me 10, because my
mattress mine's like
is
10 years old.
Gross.
Yeah.
But there was this whole thing on Reddit, and it kind of unfolded on Reddit from a bunch of users. I think it started in the States, I believe, and it was a few years ago. And then Shane Dawson actually made like a YouTube video about it, but it was about how there are mattress firms on every block, and there are a bunch in very close connection with each other. Like, they're all, you could drive for half an hour and you'll see like 20 mattress stores. So the whole thing behind it is like money laundering, because how many people actually wake up and they're like, well, I need to go buy a new mattress today. You know what I mean? Like, how are there these huge, and if you look at like, there are these huge mattress department stores, like even in movies, all these mattress stores seem like they're so big, there's so much space. So a lot of people just think that it's like places to launder money. And like, I mean, even going back, you know that in some movies and stuff, people would like hide their money in mattresses or hide their like belongings under mattresses and stuff like that. So there's this whole thing about like their fronts set up for money laundering. And I guess that made me kind of paranoid, because I'll even be driving along Lakeshore and I'll see like these random businesses that are like so small and so secluded and whatever. And I'm kind of like, that's definitely not a real business. Like, which is weird, because then it makes you think that money laundering kind of happens a lot more than it does. But that's pretty much, it's a really simple conspiracy theory, but it is a big one out there.
You know, even in my hometown in Whitby, like, there's this, it's different, but it's very funny that, because I'm just thinking about it now, there's this chandelier store, and it specifically only sells chandeliers that are like $10,000, like nice, like big grand chandeliers. And it's like, how fucking often does a person buy a chandelier for their house? But they've been open for like 5 years and they haven't shut down, like they haven't gone bankrupt. Like 100%. Yeah, no, like even in my family, like when we buy a new mattress, we kind of like go through this rotation of, okay, my parents just got the newest mattress. Like, next, I'm the next one to get a new mattress because mine's the oldest. And then my brother will get a new one in, like, 5 years. You know what I mean? Because, like, mine's maybe, like, I'd say it's probably 10 years old now, but it's still fine. It's still in good condition or whatever. But, like, buying a mattress is something that we do maybe once every 10 years, maybe every 15 years if we're pushing it. The only time we'd really buy one is, like, we just got, like, a new bed for our guest bedroom, but we just bought, like, one from The Brick, which is a furniture store. We didn't actually go to, like, Sleep Country or, like, a mattress store or something like that and go and buy one. You know what I mean?
And the ads on the TV, too, are so sketchy. It's like those ads where it pops up in, like, black, white, and yellow at the bottom, and things go across the screen, and it's like
$2,000 now, $599. Yeah. It's like, why is it so cheap? You know? So I think, yeah, that's definitely something that's sketchy. Well, and then speaking of furniture stores, this one was actually, I saw it on my own Facebook a few months ago, and it's the Wayfair one of the human trafficking. So, like, if you haven't heard about it, Wayfair was under fire for human trafficking because they were selling these storage units, these, like, storage containers that could easily fit a human body, but they were selling them under the name of missing little girls, and then they were selling them for, like, $10,000 to $12,000, and these storage containers would only sell for, like, maybe $500 at Home Depot. Like, they're not that expensive, but Wayfair was selling them for, like, $12,000 and then naming them after the missing girls from, like, the States or, like, from the Middle East or, like, from Asia and stuff, and they were selling them, and they got caught. And I remember on my own Facebook, I saw ads from Wayfair, because, like, I've shopped from Wayfair. My mom loves shopping from Wayfair. Super convenient. They deliver furniture to the door and whatnot. So, like, we use it. So I get Wayfair ads on my Facebook or on Instagram, and I remember seeing an ad for a storage container, and it was, like, Aaliyah 7, $1,500. And I was like, that's sketchy. So I looked into it, and sure enough, they're under fire right now because there's allegations of human trafficking and trafficking little girls. So, I mean, that's kind of fucking dark, but I actually kind of think that it's true because, I mean, there's no reason to sell a storage container. Like,
unless you're just shipping the kids
and not
off.
Even, like, a big industrial one, like, one that you just, like, fit in your garage or something, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, a little, like, storage unit to put in, like,
would they offer
your
the
backyard.
Same company or, like,
I don't know, because Wayfair sells from third-party companies, I guess, so it must have been some third-party company that was trying to sell off these storage units, but I guess posing them as selling storage units, but really they're selling little girls or whatever. So, I mean, that's pretty fucking dark, but I do believe in that one for sure.
Listen, Alex.
Yes.
I have an extremely important conspiracy theory.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Hit me.
Okay, so you know how over here in Canada, we like to go to, like, kids sport, and, like, you ever been to kids sport?
The fuck is kids sport? No. It's, like, it's, Playdium.
Yeah.
Playdium, okay, I know,
but
Playdium.
But I know kids sport because I'm from E-Tokyo.
We had kids zone.
It's not, like, E-Zone?
No, it's kids zone.
Okay.
There's, well, like, blow-up things that you'd climb and, like, obstacle courses and stuff and laser tag.
Alex,
if you're
my
from Whippy, you know
theory.
Kids zone. Okay,
screw
go.
Whippy. This is important. Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Oh my god.
The pizza.
The fucking pizza, bro.
So, for those of you who don't know.
Explain it.
There's a conspiracy theory going around that also Shane Dawson kind of investigated. He didn't make this one up or anything. Like, he just wanted to investigate it because he believed it too. So a lot of kids in the States go to Chuck E. Cheese, I guess, to play games and, like,
we have one in Whippy.
A Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes! I went to Chuck E. Cheese for every birthday, bro.
I don't
it's
not
American. Yeah,
Cheese
there's Chuck
here.
E. Cheese in Whippy. It's next to our movie theater. We have, like, an entertainment area in Whippy, and it's like,
okay, so maybe there are some
there's
here?
Like two bars, a sushi place, the Landmark, and then there's Chuck E. Cheese, and we've had a Chuck E. Cheese there for like 20 as long as I've lived. There's been a Chuck E. Cheese in Whippy, and I don't know how it stays in business, but somehow our Chuck E. Cheese has been there for over 20 years and people still go to Chuck E. Cheese.
I've never been there, like,
yeah,
honestly,
no, I've been there.
So
I used to have my
I
birthdays
guess I
can't,
there like vouch for it completely, but like you've been there, so, like, what
but, like,
think?
I was, like, 7 years old, okay? So, like, long story short, the conspiracy theory goes that Chuck E. Cheese, when they make their pizza, they're known for having, like, pizza parties, and then you go and, like, play the, like, games and whatever, and win the tickets, do whatever. But the theory goes that they cut corners, literally, and instead of baking you a new pizza every time, they take the slices from the pizzas that people don't finish and they add it to a different pizza. So
we're not talking about, like, bitten ones, but we're talking about, like, if you leave three pieces of pizza and they're full and they're not whatever.
And they haven't been eaten or touched or whatever, they take those slices of pizza and they add it to a new pizza so they don't have to, so they're cutting corners.
How would you even do that in an oven? Like, hold it together and let the heat, like, stick them together.
Pretty much. But, like, when Shane Dawson did his video on it and he investigated it, he went to Chuck E. Cheese and he ordered, I think he ordered a very specific pizza. So he ordered half pepperoni, which is the most common one. And then he ordered, like,
half cheese or something.
No, he did, like, vegetables and, like, pineapple. Like, it was specific. So they had to make that one. So they made his half of the vegetable one. But then the half of the pepperoni, none of the pieces fit together. Like, some were smaller than others. It wasn't a full circle. So, like, some pieces of the fucking pepperoni slice, they were bigger and it didn't fit in. So he asked the employees at that Chuck E. Cheese. He was like, look, like, my pizza doesn't add up. Like, do you guys recycle your non-eaten slices of pizza? And they couldn't say anything. They asked him to leave. They were like, I'm sorry, sir. Like, you have to leave. You can't be asking those questions in here. And they kicked him out. So, like,
that's also really, really gross.
It's disgusting. Especially, like, now, like, even in, I guess, like, COVID times, like, that's, like, revolting to think about. But even back then, like, you're serving little kids pieces of pizza that have probably been, like, slobbered on and sneezed on by other little kids. And, like, that's just kind of fucking gross. But, no, I fully believe it. Like, I think it adds up. And I think that, like, I mean, Chuck E. Cheese pizza already kind of tasted like cardboard to begin with. But the fact that they're cutting corners and they won't even bake a fucking fresh pizza every time and they're using these recycled pieces of pizza to, I guess, cut corners and save money, which, I mean, like, how much money are you saving by doing that anyway?
Well, and on top of that, they kind of, like, not even, like, enforce, but, like, they kind of, it kind of brings up, like, kind of, like, gambling kind of vibes, you know?
Yeah, no, they've been criticized for so long for being, like, the gateway.
You get the tickets from the games. And,
yeah,
like,
and then you, like, you spend your tickets. Yeah, you spend your tickets on, because you have to spend, like, you buy the tokens, and that's how you play the game. So you spend, like, let's say $30 on, like, 100 tokens. And then you use those tokens to play games. And the better you do in the games, you earn tickets. And then let's say you get, like, you need, like, 10,000 tickets to get a decent prize. The rest of them are, like, stupid, like, oh, for 200 tickets, you get a pencil or, like, something fucking stupid. But then if you want, like, a big teddy bear, it's, like, 10,000 tickets or whatever.
And you keep playing.
Right, and the more money your parents spend on the tokens, the more likely you are to get a better prize. So it's basically a buy-in gacha type of thing. But, I mean, they have been definitely criticized for being, like, a gateway to gambling. Because, I mean, the more money you spend on gambling, the more likely you are to win big.
I definitely believe that. Like, I would fully want to go check out a Chuck E. Cheese and see if that's...
I've always wanted to go, but I don't think you can go in without a child under 12. And, like, I don't know a child under 12.
My brother just turned 13.
Okay, so we're going to do a road trip to Chuck E. Cheese and Whippy. I think they're open, too. Because, like, Whippy didn't go back to phase 2, so they're still open as a restaurant.
Those things are kind of, like, unhygienic, too. Like, even, like, if you remember, like, McDonald's, like, place.
Oh,
like,
no.
So gross.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, you couldn't pay me to go in there and touch that shit. Like, little snot-nosed brats running around and, like,
it's
touching
dirty.
Shit. And, like, how often before, like, COVID, like, how often would they fucking sanitize any of that? Never.
It's not like anyone's going into the slides.
No, like, you're
like,
not going to have, like, a 19-year-old kid at McDonald's go and climb through the fucking slides and, like, wipe it down with Lysol.
I don't even know if we would fit in those now.
No, definitely not. You probably get stuck and then...
Tell us about the other one. Tell us about the Britney one, because that's a good one.
If you haven't heard about it, once again, I implore you to pause the podcast and type word for word hashtag free Britney and educate yourself on the dilemma that is Britney Spears.
She made me look this one up earlier, and I was honestly really concerned after reading it.
Yeah, so Britney Spears has basically been held in what's called a conservatorship, which means that her dad is legally responsible for all of her finances, her estate, her body, and her life. So she legally can't vote. She can't drive the car. She can't leave the house without someone accompanying her. Like, she's basically treated legally like a child, and people have been, like, really concerned for her well-being, especially because she's had that history of, you know, kind of being off the rails and being mentally unstable, shaving her head, going bald and all that shit, the umbrella back in the early 2000s and stuff like that. So I guess that probably led up to all of this. But people also, someone commented on one of her, I think it was one of her TikTok videos, and they commented, if you need help, wear yellow in your next video.
This is creepy.
And in her next video, she was wearing a yellow tank top and white shorts.
She tried to play it off by making a caption like, oh, I got my favorite flowers delivered and I just had to wear yellow.
Yeah, and then people were like freaking out about it. And then I think it was either one of her family members or like one of her people on her management team had to like make a comment, a public statement, and say, oh, like, this had nothing to do with it. It was just a coincidence, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it was just so well-timed, the fact that someone, like, said that. And it was, like, one of the highest-liked comments on the TikTok video, too. So, like, you couldn't have missed it. Like, there was, like, 100,000 likes on the comment saying, oh, if you're in trouble or, like, you need help, like, legal help, then wear yellow in your next video. And then, sure enough, in her next video, she did. So I definitely think that that's something that's been going on. And, like, people have been investigating it. And I don't even think it's, at this point, a conspiracy theory. I think that it's kind of, like, a real legal battle that's been going on in her life for a long time.
Because her dad is
Yeah, no, like, she can't even legally vote. Like, she wouldn't have been able to vote in the election yesterday. Like, nothing.
She can't use her phone alone.
No. Like, nothing. She can't drive. She can't go to the grocery store by herself. So, like, that's super sketchy. I hope that, like, and I love Britney Spears. Like, she's an icon for my generation, at least. So, I really do hope that that gets sorted out. Because, I mean, she's a grown-ass woman with kids and everything. So, I think that one's really fucked up and really sad.
Okay. I got one for you all, and it's pretty old, but it's actually a good one.
Okay.
It's about the Titanic.
Ooh, so, Jack and Rose?
Yes. Well, not specifically them, but, so pretty much, in 1902, White Star was, like, a property owned by a marine co, and they were making a bunch of different ships. So, there were three ships that were commissioned. So, one was called the Olympic, one was the Titanic, and one was the Britannic. So, the Olympic was the first to be built, and it was, like, the lead ship, the main one of all three. But eventually, it crashed into another one on, like, maybe it's, like, fourth or fifth voyage or something like that. And eventually, they were going to hold that line, the White Star line, like, the marine company, accountable for the incident, or the crash, I guess. And so the conspiracy behind this is that the Olympic was an economic disaster, so, the repairs weren't going to be covered by the insurance or anything like that.
Because it crashed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pretty much the whole thing is that the Olympic and the Titanic switched names so that the
Olympic, the shitty broken one went by Titanic now.
Yeah.
And the Olympic was like the newer
Titanic, yeah. So right. That they would get insurance money, because they wanted to send what was originally the Olympic, but right. It's now called the Titanic, out to sea to crash, but have it be, like, someone else's fault, so they could get money and say, you know what, it's not really our fault from the first crash, like, we want insurance money, whatever. However, the iceberg wasn't part of the plan,
mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is that, like, pretty much the names were switched and the wrong boat went out. And so those people obviously weren't supposed to die. That wasn't supposed to happen. It wasn't, like, whatever. But then some people are arguing that they were supposed to die and that there was someone behind the scenes who actually set up the people dying and say that the iceberg might actually have been part of the problem and whatever and the plan. And even I was watching a video last year, and apparently the place where you'd go, where the lookout would go to, like, I guess, obviously see the iceberg that he didn't see, the binoculars were supposedly locked up in a cage with a key, or a box with a key, that the only person who had the key to it didn't make it on the ship in time, because he, like, slept through his alarm or something, and the ship had already left before he got there, which, I don't know how legit that really sounds, but I don't think the Titanic just happened. I kind of believe in the Titanic conspiracy, because it seems like something a marine company would do, especially a marine company with boats that big, and they would want to get that kind of insurance money, especially back then when money was not easy to come by. I definitely believe in this one.
Yeah, no, I think that the entire just story of, well, I mean, the original actual true story of the Titanic, it's always been kind of sketchy to me how it all happened. Like, I mean, if you were to, like, somehow not be able to see a giant iceberg out on the horizon or whatever, like, and not be able to turn in time and whatnot, like, it doesn't add up to me. But I mean, I guess, I believe that it obviously happened, and, like, I looked it up, and,
yeah,
like, the wreckage is, like, it's, like, a few hundred miles away from Newfoundland. Like, it crashed in, pretty much in Canadian territory in the Atlantic. But I think that it just doesn't really add up to me. Like, I think that with technology in the early 1900s, like, I think that you'd still be able to see an iceberg and whatnot. So it definitely seemed like some kind of insurance ploy to, like, get money or, like, cover something up. So it definitely seems sketchy to me. I believe it, too. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you some rapid-fire believe-it-or-not questions.
Okay.
Okay, number one, do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe in UFOs and crop circles?
To an extent.
See, I don't believe in crop circles. I believe in aliens. I believe that the universe is too big for us to just be the only sentient and intelligent creatures out there. But, I mean, as far as crop circles go and, like, stuff like that, like, I feel like they're just created by people who have nothing better to do.
Not that there are people like us, like, living on Mars right now.
Yeah, no. And I read that there was, like, recently that they found water on the moon or something, too. And they found some sort of water on Mars or something. So there's definitely, like, some kind of sentient creatures out there or something that are, like, out there, even not even in our galaxy, but in a different galaxy or something. So, like, I definitely believe in that. But, like, my dad fully believes that he's seen a UFO before, and I'm like, bro, like, you're nuts. I think that our world, like, I think that the Earth is, like, going to, like, a Denny's. I don't know why the fuck aliens would come here. Like, there's not, there's, it's imploding. We have the fucking shitty U.S. election going on, like, all this fucking drama going on. I feel like they just kind of watch us, like, we're, like, the local trailer park, and the aliens are like, nah, we'll sit back and watch your drama, but we're not actually going to swing by your ends, because you're a fucking mess.
Can I just say, though, like, I know we're mid-podcast, but this is not the podcast to be listening to high. Like, if you are high, you need to turn this podcast off, because I don't see this going very well for you.
I mean, if you're listening to our podcast high anyway, I mean, I don't really know what to tell you.
No, the alien thing, I get what you're saying. That's why I said, like, to an extent I do believe in it, just because, like, I wouldn't say I fully believe in, like, the crop circles or anything like that, mm-hmm. but if we don't have logical explanation, I also find it hard to believe that there are people out there making these crop circles in the middle of the night, so, like, I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, some of them that I've seen, like, in older pictures and stuff, they're, like, so intricately done. So I think that it might have been, like, a group of people that did it, but, like, I don't believe that, like, aliens just swung by and made some fucking art in our crop circles and stuff and made some little, like, designs and then just, like, flew away. Like, I think that's kind of stupid.
Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster on the note of creatures?
No, I think that's stupid.
Really?
My mom does.
I believe in it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, no, I don't believe in it at all. I think that's
There's
stupid.
There's so much that lives at the bottom of, like, the ocean.
See, I believe in, like, weird fucking creatures. Mermaids? Like that. No.
Do you Centaurs? Believe- Centaurs?
No. What is this, fucking Harry Potter? Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
I don't.
Really?
No, I don't.
I have a
because I'm dark.
Story.
I don't believe anything happens when you die. I think it's just lights out and that's it. So, like, I don't think that ghosts exist. I don't think there is an afterlife or any kind of...
Okay, listen.
Not to get religious or anything like that, but I just don't think anything happens when we die. So, therefore, I don't think there are ghosts.
I had a... So, like, I always believe in that stupid superstitious shit where it's, like, if you wake up between 3 and 4, like, someone's watching you, like,
oh,
that type
my
of shit.
God.
But... My great-grandma,
yeah.
A few months after she passed away, we all had cottages, like, in a trailer park together, and I was driving the golf cart down by the Four Seasons, so that's where, like, people live year-round, whatever, obviously, and I saw a lady, and she was going up the stairs, and she was holding the railing, and her back was turned, going up the stairs, and tell me how she had the pearl-white hair that my great-grandma had. She was wearing, my great-grandma always wore, like, a colored pair of pants and then, like, a floral top or whatever. And, like, my great-grandma was kind of, like, the root of the family, so she kind of, like, you know, and all of us had a cottage up there, whatever. Anyways, she looked so strikingly similar to her, and I just felt so weird when we drove by on the golf cart. And then on the lawn, oh my god, I'm actually getting shivers, like, there was a dog, and it was the same dog that my great-grandma had. And it was stare. I don't know if I was tripping.
How old were you?
Like 13, 14. Mm. Like it was creepy. Like I don't want to say that, like, I believe in, like, paranormal activity. Like, I don't necessarily believe, like, I'm going to turn around one day and there's going to be a ghost in the mirror. But, like, I believe in, like, wrong place, wrong time type of shit. And, like, oh, like, if I hear a noise, like, in the middle of, like, that kind of thing. I'm not one of those people who can reason and be like, oh, it's an old house. Like, I'm like, oh my god, I need to get the knife. Like, someone's coming to kill me, you know?
So, like, I believe in, like, if I hear, like, a bump in the night, I believe that it's, like, a burglar or, like, a crazy person. But, like, I don't go to, like, paranormal or, like, supernatural stuff. I mean, I'm a big fan of, like, sci-fi and, like, supernatural fictional content. Like, I love the show Supernatural and shit. But, like, as far as, like, ghosts and stuff like that, like, I don't think I necessarily believe in them. Maybe it's because I haven't had, like, a first-hand encounter with them. But I don't really think that, like, things can, like, move by themselves or, like... You know, if you hear, like, something, like, weird, like, a weird bump
Not
in the night.
Not some Matilda
shit, like
shit or anything.
No, I don't believe in that shit. But, I mean, I guess, like, stuff like coincidences like that with your great-grandma, I mean, like, maybe. But I don't think I fully believe in it.
But I also believe in, like, okay, like, I know my grandma, when she was working at the restaurant, like, helping my aunt out, whatever, she has a necklace she always wears. And it's, like, a cross and it says RN because she's, like, a registered nurse. And that piece fell off her necklace. And then, like, she was cleaning and whatever. And then, like, eventually... They found it in a spot where, like, you wouldn't think they would find it. It was some, like, neck spot, and it's so small, and, like, everyone believed that, like, she was, like, kind of looking over her and that type of thing. Like, I believe in, like, that kind of stuff, or, like, I'll lose something, and then I'll find it because, like, I was supposed to find it, I guess, or, like, so, like, I'm like that because my family is very, like, we are so close that, like, we have to believe that each other's, like, looking after each other, but... If it was just, like, a random ghost, like, if I'm going into, like, a haunted manor, I probably wouldn't necessarily, like... I do think spirits stick around, though. Like, I used to watch The Ghost Whisperer growing up. I do think spirits stick around, especially if there's, like, unfinished business.
Right.
But I don't necessarily think there are bad spirits. Like, I don't think... I've never had an encounter with, like, a bad spirit, but I don't know. I'm too scared to do an Ouija board, so.
Yeah, no, I don't, I mean, I don't fuck with Ouija boards or, like, anything like that on purpose.
I don't want
to
bring that shit into my
life. No, but I don't believe in it, but I also don't want to, like, just put yourself at risk anyway. Like, I think it's stupid. Okay, next one. This is bad for me, but do you believe that the moon landing was faked?
Yeah.
I do. I think the moon landing was 100% faked. I don't think we have the technology to do that and take the picture and get a man. I think that we got out to space, but I don't think that we actually got a man on the moon at the time in the 60s. I don't think that we had the technology to do it. Like, even now, NASA's not sending people out into space, so, like, I don't see how they would have the technology way back then. When, like, they didn't even have, like, fucking...
Did that man ever comment on it?
Man? Wasn't it Neil Armstrong, or am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I...
Like, did he ever comment on it? Like, on being on the moon?
See, I'll admit I haven't done enough research on the topic, but, like, I just... Like, I could be fucking crazy and I could be wrong, so, like...
I feel like it would call have the me texture out if you of a want. Cheese ball.
Slide in my DMs and call me out for not believing in the fucking moon landing, but, like, I don't know. I don't think that the technology was there at the time, and I think it just sounds very fishy to me. Even, like, when they did the broadcast on the TV of the guy, like, putting the flag on the moon.
No.
Like, how are they gonna, like, televise that in... You know what I mean? Like, now we can televise people up at the space station and whatnot because we have that technology. We have, like, satellite technology. We have, you know, smartphones and the internet and all that shit. But way back then in the 50s and 60s, we didn't have that. So I don't see how the fuck that adds up, especially televising it way back when on the little, like, small black and white TVs. Like, I just think that sounds wild to me.
Do you believe in vaccines?
Oh, 100%. I do. Yeah, me too. I think it was last week I said that I don't believe in the flu shot, but I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm up to date on all my vaccines and whatnot. Don't get me wrong, but, I don't know. I don't typically, this is going to be bad of me too, but I don't typically get a flu shot because... Whenever I get sick, I don't get the flu. I get, like, strep throat and whatnot. So, like, the type of sicknesses that I get don't typically get.
We can't get a flu shot right now because there's a shortage, but...
That, too. And, I mean, even, like, there's also so many different strains of viruses for flus, too, that they don't even cover them all. Like, yes, it's better than nothing, but I think if you're older and, like, you're, like, above 50 or something, you should definitely get one just because, like, when you get sick, it's, like, worse. But, I mean, right now, no, I don't typically get... flu shots, but I do believe in vaccines. Okay, last one. And then we'll move on to our next topic. Okay. Do you believe that all of our photos are saved on the iCloud and therefore are accessible by people if they can hack into it? Even if you just take, like, oh, or even, I'll rephrase this, even if you take a photo on Snapchat, that Snapchat saves it and they have it in their database.
Yes.
Yes. Which is why I'm always scared to, mom, don't listen, but I'm scared to take nudes on Snapchat.
Because I know you're listening.
Because I 100% believe that they're saved on, like, some Snapchat database or, like, some, like, iCloud type of database where all photos are saved once you send them. Or even once you take them. So, like, I believe in that, which is why, like...
I might be a little bit fucked.
I feel like everyone is. I feel like you're lying if you say you've never taken a nude
before. Okay, anyways, mom, dad.
You're two twin cousins.
Not the time for this. Okay, now finally, we're going to talk about horoscopes. So, I mean, just preface, I'm a Scorpio.
And I'm a Sagittarius. So we're pretty close together, actually. Like, Scorpio goes right into Sagittarius, so that's fun. My birthday's in a month, so slide into my DMs on December 12th.
Or don't.
Bitch!
I'm kidding. But really, though, Alex, what would you say your supposed personality traits are as a Sagittarius?
Okay, so here's my thing about astrology in general. I don't believe in, like, weekly or, like, monthly horoscopes, like, mapping out how your life is going to go for the next few weeks. I don't believe in that. But I do believe that every sign has specific characteristics, and they're almost, like, always true. Like, mine for Sagittarius, I'll just read out some of the main ones for me, at least, is that I'm curious and always seeking answers to questions, which is true. I'm constantly, like, I'll be up at night at, like, 3 a.m. and think of, like, oh, like, I wonder how this thing works, and I'll Google it, even though I should be sleeping. Like, 100%, I'm always, like, looking for answers. I'm fiercely independent, which is also very true. I have a strong bullshit radar, also true.
Sorry, I just read a point about work or dead.
Yeah, I have to be very passionate about, like, what I'm doing, like, for work, or I don't give a fuck and, like, I'm dead. Like, I just don't want to do it. I don't care. Like, that's why
You never took math.
I couldn't fucking pass math if I tried, first of all, but no, like, I have to be passionate about what I'm doing, or, like, I have zero motivation. That's very true. And also, I'm a fire sign, which is also, like, I think fire sign is, like, Sagittarius and, like, two other things.
I'm a water sign, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Anyway, when I was looking at my horoscope, it said the fire signs are, like, they, like, they're very passionate, but they also, like, burn out and stop caring about stuff very quickly, too, and I'm that way. I'm very fickle, especially with relationships. I'll be really into someone, at, like, for, like, a few weeks, and then, like, I'll start to get bored after a while, and I'll just kind of, like, let it fizzle out and not care anymore, so that's also very true. So I think that as far as, like, personalities go, I think, I mean, it is kind of silly, like, when you're born determines your personality. I think that that's kind of stupid, but at the same time, it is kind of creepy how accurate personality readings can be for your astrology sign. I don't know. What about you?
So I was born on a full moon on Halloween, so if that doesn't say enough.
I know, that's why you're a fucking demon.
I know. So mine are really, like, I always say I'm the most Scorpio person I know because it's me to a T.
I agree, yeah, I agree.
I'm very tough-minded. Scorpios are said to be intelligent, but they're also said to be the bitches.
Yeah, true.
I'm loyal to my friends, but I'm also very secretive and manipulative. Like, you won't really know what I'm doing or what I'm thinking until I let you know. I'm passionate, so obviously when I love someone, I love with my whole heart, but I like to pretend that I don't care because, you know. and I'm very vengeful and, like, deceitful, I'd say, and I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, but I like to get my revenge, and I like to make people feel, like, treat others the way you want to be treated, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a very big thing on that. But also, on that note, the quiz that I was telling you about.
You wouldn't tell me what it is, so
yeah, so I took a quiz the other day, and because I read that, I always told you, people who drink black coffee and eat bitter foods are, like, psychopaths, right?
Right.
Or they're supposed to have more psychopathic tendencies.
Right.
So I took a quiz. Apparently I am 77% sociopath, and I'm 44% more psychopathic.
I've taken that quiz. Oh, I'm, like, 100% a sociopath.
I'm 44% more psychopathic than the average person.
Yeah.
And every question I got, it was like, oh, like, would you, hurt others to get more successful and, like, shit like that. And I felt wrong for clicking.
Oh, 100%.
The answers.
Oh, 100% I would. I would. I was like, I remember I took it and it was like, I was like 80% more sociopathic than other people. And I was like, yeah,
challenge.
Bro, like, I should get fucking diagnosed because, like, I'm very, like, I fake my emotions a lot of the time. Like, I pretend that I'm, like, not, like, I pretend that I'm happy when I'm in a bad mood, but, like, no, like, I'll, like, change my personalities based on, like, who I'm with.
Yeah.
I'll fake an emotion a lot of the time just to fit the situation, or, like,
I lead a lot of people on with my emotions.
Especially in relationships, like, I'll see people act like they're in love on TV, and I'll mirror those emotions or those actions when I'm on a date or with another person, but I don't actually know how to feel those emotions myself. So, like, I'll, like, mirror what I've seen in movies and on TV because I don't know how to do it in real life. Like, I don't know how to, like, actually, you know, be appealing to someone, but, like, be emotionally appealing to someone. So I'll, like, fake something that I've seen in a movie that I thought would work. So, like, yeah, no, I've definitely taken quizzes like that where it's like, nah, you're fucking crazy. And I'm like, I mean, I know.
I mean, like, no, yeah, it happens to the best of us. And I completely agree with what you said where it's like people being born into it. Like, your characteristics are a big telltale of what sign you are. I don't necessarily believe in, like, the weekly and monthly things. But I do remember one story I had that made me believe in that stuff.
Okay.
I had an app on my phone probably in...
Was it CoStar?
No, it was Daily Horoscope in grade 10. I have both now, but... It was, like, grade 10, and I was talking to the same boy that I've mentioned in every episode thus far, and I was on my phone, and I went to bed. I didn't look at... My thing is, you can't look at the horoscope before the day, or it'll, like, you'll try and change it mentally to be, like, the day, but if you look at it after... So, I was going to bed, whatever, I was texting said person, whatever, and in the middle of the night, I get a text. It's probably gonna give it away to some people, but the text from said person said... Like, what are you doing right now? I'm in jail. I need a ride home. I need a ride home.
Man's locked up.
And then
free
it said,
up.
Wait, listen. Then it said, please, you could save me. And then...
What the fuck?
On the horoscope that I happened to check the next day, for the day before, because that app shows you, like, the day before, today, tomorrow, stuff like that. It said, like, make sure you help a friend in need today. Like, you never know what could save them. And I was like, oh my god, he literally said, like, you could save me.
That's sketch.
And then from then on, after my day, I'll usually read it and be like, I won't read it, like, and have it dictate my day, but I'll read it and be like, oh, like, interesting. Or, like, before a week, I'll read it, and then after the week happens, I'll be like, okay, this kind of did happen. Like, I read my weekly one for this week, and it said at the beginning of the week, like, you might be feeling really stressed and overwhelmed. Like, you just need to get creative again, whatever. And what did I tell you yesterday? I was like, bro, I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed. I can't
do
it.
See, but I mean, for you, you're stressed every single day. So I don't know how accurate that is. For mine, because we just read our, like, weekly one before we recorded. And mine, it was like, oh, you're feeling the need to, like, splurge on new piece of technology, but, like, if you've waited this long, then you can wait a bit longer. And, like, that's true, because I've had an iPhone 8 for, like, 3 or 4 years now, or, like, however long it's been out, and I've been wanting to splurge and buy a new iPhone 11, but I was like, you know what, like, I'll wait, my birthday's in a month, like, I'm not gonna do it, I might as well wait, and, like, wait until the iPhone 12s come out, because then maybe it'll be cheaper, and whatever. So, like, that was true. I've been thinking about getting a new phone for, like, a few weeks now. But I've been also putting it off because I'm like, hey, I'll just do it for my birthday and, like, have a good reason. Because, like, I don't ever really want anything or need anything for my birthday. So, like, maybe I'll just do that. So, I mean, that was true. And then it also said that on Tuesday, which was yesterday, that I was going to, like, kind of get out of my slump and, like, be more active and be more productive, which is true. Because I was kind of hungover and lazy all weekend. Yeah. And then on Tuesday, I was, like, out and about pretty much until, like, 10 p.m. I didn't get home until I was, like, it was already nighttime and I was watching the election and whatnot, so I was pretty busy on Tuesday. So, I mean, like, stuff like that was kind of accurate, but I feel like it's easy to make generalizations like that anyway.
Well, mine said, whatever it said about, we were talking about our friend who's, like, student res caught on fire, yes. And then mine literally said, after I had texted her saying, okay, why didn't you text me, like, I can help you, whatever, mm-hmm. Mine said, like, come in and help your friends today, like, the ones who need it most, like, go help them out, whatever. That was creepy.
Yeah, no, I think the people who write them are definitely very experienced in kind of making them seem like they're catered towards very specific things. When, I mean, when you read it, you're like, oh, fuck, like, that's really accurate. But then, you know, if you kind of sit back and think about it, then, I mean, I guess a lot of them are generalizations. But, I mean, a lot of the time, it's if the shoe fits, especially in situations like that, or, like, situations where man was in fucking jail.
But even, like, tarot readings, like, I had my friend do a tarot reading about me and said, mm-hmm. boy, and then it was over FaceTime. She was like, okay, pick a deck, like, blah, blah, yeah, blah. Yeah. Or, like, even the TikToks that show up, even if I'm not talking about, like, said person, mm-hmm. it'll be like, this is a sign for you. And, like, the stuff that I see or the stuff that I was seeing at the time was so specific, and, like, at least with that her reading. And then even on TikTok, I know they're just TikToks, but it'll literally be like, oh, he's a Cancer or a Gemini, and you're a Scorpio or a Libra, and mm-hmm. you're, so, like, well, I mean, I'm compatible with Cancer, so that really doesn't help the case of the boy of 7 years later, but, it's true, though, like, it's so weird. I just think it's all so weird.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that there is some kind of aspect of truth to it, for sure, and I mean, I think that there are definitely, like, people who are just, like, they're a hoax, and, like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and they're just bullshitting it, like, especially in a lot of, like, popular magazines and stuff like that. But then again, on the flip side of that, I do think that there are some people that are, like, either really good at what they do, and they're really good at writing horoscopes so that they feel like they apply to all their readers, and the readers are like, oh my god, like, that's totally me. Then there's also, like, people who do, like, tarot readings and, like, fortune telling and, like, palm reading and stuff like that, where, like, either A, they're bullshitting and they're just trying to get money in their pocket, or there are some that are actually really good at what they do, and, like, it's truthful. So, I mean, again, I think that comes down to, like, sort of, not supernatural stuff, but I guess more spirituality and, like, creepy stuff like that, where it's, like, telling the future and, like, reading people's palms and stuff like that. Like, you have to be really good at what you do. Like, I've gone to fortune tellers and it's been complete bullshit, and then I've gone to other ones and it's been, like, scary accurate.
One told my mom she was gonna have, like, 2 or 3 kids, and it would go girl, boy, girl.
One told my mom that she was gonna have a miscarriage for her first child and then have 2 others, and she did. And that's creepy to know that. Like, that's really, she's like, you're going to have 3 children, but you're going to lose the first one. And she did. And that's scary how accurate it was. And, like, she was like, she was mad. She was like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, why would you say that? You know what I mean? But it did happen. Like, that's scary shit, bro. But, like, I mean, I guess sometimes they do get it right. And it's just, like, sometimes, you know, they're like, oh, you're going to meet a boy when you're 21 and you're going to, and it's like bullshit, right? Then other times they say shit like that. Like, oh, you're going to have 3 children and lose the first one. Like, that's scary, yeah, accurate shit. Next.
But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today.
So thank you guys, as always, for listening to our little mind-boggling conspiracy theories, where we kind of go a little bit crazy and talk about the creepy supernatural stuff of the world and all of the stuff that's going on in pop culture and the media that are kind of sketchy or questionable. But we will be back here again next Friday, as always.
Yes, we will.
Thank you all for listening. As always, we love you, and we hope that you are safe and all doing well.
Having a great day. And, well, okay, from Alex's balcony. I'm just kidding. We're not on Alex's balcony.
Yeah, I wish, you know, you'd hear the crazy homeless people from the bottom if we were. But anyway, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you here next Friday. Bye for now.